Let's talk to Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVFN. Very good morning to you, Clem.
Yes, very early morning is here. I'm in California today, and it's about 1 in the morning, so apologies for my bleary eyes.
Well done you for staying up for us. Thank you for that. Okay, there was a piece in the Mail at the weekend. The headline was How Mr. Trump is Reviving the American Economy. And here's a list of factors here that they whizzed through, and I whizzed through quickly. Corporation tax cuts, one-off low rate for firms bringing back into the US from offshore, income taxes cut, two regulations acts for every new rule introduced, pledge to scrap 80% of federal red tape, ditch unfair trade deals, spend $1.2 billion on infrastructure such as roads and bridges, roll back Obama-era climate change laws, and finally cut immigration. So, when you read all of that, obviously stock markets are at a record high. We're in an absolute sweet spot, aren't we?
I think the sweet spot has a lot more to do probably with Obama era and the Fed, because economies just don't move that fast. You know, they just don't change that quickly. They're super tankers. Now, I'm sure the things that Trump is doing is going to be good for the American economy, and that will probably show up when he's up for re-election. But nonetheless, yes, we are in a sweet spot. And I think, yes, well, these changes will probably be good for the American economy, particularly in the short term. So, you know, we are in a nice place. But however, I mean, the market likes to climb a wall of worry, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's good for the market. The market tends to have a bad habit of correcting when things are going well, and everybody says, oh, why is that? You know, everything's going so well. And it was going up when everything was so bad. So the market looks ahead about a year. So it's looking ahead about a year from here. And obviously it likes what it sees. But I still find it hard to imagine that if the Fed does actually start knocking down its huge balance sheet, whether that will actually be great for the markets. Remember, the stock market isn't the economy at large. They're not necessarily in sync. And it's not necessarily a good idea to buy at the top. It's normally a good idea to sell at the top and buy at the bottom when everything's terrible.
Okay, well, we had an economist come in last week, and he was basically saying a lot of people think we're in the ninth innings in a baseball terms, i.e. we're coming to the end of the ball run in terms of the cycles. And he was saying, however, there's quite a few people who were basically saying we're in the first innings and it's different this time.
Well, sometimes it is different this time, but not normally in the stock market. I think, and this is kind of contrary against what I've just said, I think we're going to go into a bubble phase now. So I think we're very much on the edge of a bubble phase, which is the ninth innings. So, you know, it could be, and you can, you know, start drawing charts and lines on the chart that show that we're going to have a really massive run. And I'm prepared for, you know, hanging on to my hat over the next year or perhaps shorter than that.
Clem, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVFN.
Thank you, Nick.